This edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, presented by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you always cherish.
And welcome once again to Cobb Football Fridays. Darren Sutherland and my co-host, he's the king of Cobb County football. You notice I left the czar out this week. Marietta Daily Journal sports editor John Bednarowski. John, big weekend last weekend in a lot of senses. Sports guys like me that are Atlanta natives, things happen that we don't want to talk about. Georgia and Alabama, we'll leave that alone today. Although a couple of Cobb players had good games. The Braves losing to the Dodgers. This is a football show, so we'll leave that left alone. But altogether, tough weekend for a lot of teams.
Well, the Falcons won.
Here's what I think happened. Can I tell you what I think happened?
Okay.
You know, the Bible talks about being specific with our prayers. And so many people was praying, said, Lord, let Atlanta win, let Atlanta win, let Atlanta win. And they wasn't specific, so our good Lord didn't know which one they were talking about, so he applied all those prayers to the Falcons opposed to the Braves. Is that fair enough?
Well, you know, the Falcons hadn't won a game yet, so I'm sure that's where the mixed message had come through.
That's right. High school football, man, we're past the halfway point, and last week had some big games. We'll talk about them real quick. We've got an interview coming up with North Cobb Christian's head coach and a good friend of yours. And that program, and then we'll talk in our last segment about the games this week and what we expect. But, John, last week's games, we'll just start off with one that was a runaway, and this team is doing a great job since their opening loss to North Cobb this year, Sprayberry. Sprayberry put 67 on Osborn last week.
Yeah, it was 34-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Sprayberry is averaging about 50 points a game in their last three, which have all been wins. And they're hosting Laster this week. We'll talk a little bit more about that one later. But Sprayberry's got that running game cranked up. You know, Demarion Owens is second or third in the county in rushing. And Isaiah Abbey is helping out. Kyle Brown really doing a nice job at quarterback. They've added a little bit of a passing game with him. So it's nice that they've got it going. Like you said, they lost to North Cobb, and they lost to, I believe it was Collins Hill in the second week of the season. Both really good football teams.
Playoff teams, both of them.
And they have just steamrolled everybody else since.
Yeah. You know what the rallying cry in the Osborn dressing room was after the game, don't you?
No.
At least we're not Tech. Kel and South Cobb, my
wow.
friend. Kel just Kel spanked South Cobb.
Yeah, they finally got back on the field. They had a little COVID issue that they had to deal with, but came back. That missed time gave Corbin LaFrance, their quarterback, a chance to get healthy. He threw for 300 yards and five touchdowns against South Cobb. They're one of three teams in Region 6-6A that is undefeated. Obviously, Sprayberry is one, Alatoona is the other. Cal, although they've only played two region games, they're 2-0. It's going to be fun going down the stretch.
You know, when Sprayberry matches up against Cal, there's going to be a lot on the line for that game if it continues looking like it's looking. Cal's kind of sneaking up on folks. I think some people may have discounted them because of the non-region schedule they played, and then they had the COVID, so we wasn't talking about them a lot. But all of a sudden now, I mean, they're 2-0 in region play. They could make some noise.
Oh, but before the season, I really felt it was going to come down to Alatoona and Cal. For that region championship. I got to disagree with you a little bit. I don't think Kel is sneaking up on anybody. I think Kel's just been put on the back burner a little bit this year because it seems like they play a game and then they get one canceled and then they play a game and then they get one canceled. So they haven't been on the field nearly as much as everybody else.
Speaking of that region, speaking of a tough team, Altoona showed why they have the top defense in the region. A lot of people say 23-0 over a tough Wheeler team.
You know, Altoona did not play well on the offensive side of the ball in the first half. They missed a lot of opportunities to really kind of grab that game early. But that defense just is smothering everybody. That was their third straight shutout. Right now they're averaging, allowing 4.6 points a game.
Wow.
That's, last time I checked, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. If I had the time, I would go back and pull the play, your call on this next game I want to talk about. Because when I said last week, Kennesaw Mountain, Lassiter, you were unequivocally going with Lassiter in that game. And I think nothing against Lassiter, but the Lassiter that you were talking about didn't show up at Kennesaw Mountain last Friday night.
Yeah, Lassiter had been playing a lot better on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they're averaging, you know, right around 20 points a game, somewhere between 17 and 20 points a game, which is a huge improvement over the last over last year. Kennesaw Mountain hadn't really done much. You know, they lost to Discovery earlier in the year. That was a relatively close game. But for the most part, you know, they hadn't shown what they showed.
They put
Friday.
It together. I mean, 35 points against Lassiter. Folks, that's a high-scoring game in high school football, 35 points.
And they broke 19-game losing streak.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that they do have, they've got a running game.
Yeah.
You know, T.J. Jenkins is off to a really good start. He had 111 yards last week. You know, he's, like, top five in the county. So, Kennesaw Mountain, you know, if they go ahead and beat all the teams that they can beat, you know, you're talking about Lassiter, and they've got South Cobb this week. You know, they've still got Osborne on the schedule. That Wheeler game is going to be big. Kennesaw Mountain has never made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, if things fall right and they take care of their business, they might sneak in this year. Who knows?
And you look at where they're located, and they're a stone's throw from hotbed of football. I mean, they're a stone's throw from Marietta. They're a stone's throw from McEachern. They're a stone's throw from Hillgrove. They're a stone's throw from North Cobb. They're a stone's throw from Altoona. You know, they're right there. The talent is right there, and they just got to put it together.
Well, one thing that's always been going against Kennesaw Mountain is because they're a magnet school.
Right.
You know, their numbers get a little bit inflated.
Right.
Which has pushed them up into 7A football the last few years. So, you know, I always used to say Kennesaw Mountain's going to be the most improved team in the region. But they wouldn't win a region game because they were always going up against Hillgrove, Marietta, McEachern, North Cobb, North Paulding. This year's a little bit different. They're playing in a region and in a classification that they can compete in.
Yeah.
And I think good things are on the horizon for them.
Speaking of Georgia Tech scoring, giving up 72 to Clemson, what about our Greyhounds last week? I thought, you know, and you both thought that this was a different – I mean, Rayburn County basically brought down Grayson, for lack of a better word. I mean, 63 points and, you know, big game. From boys from the mountains.
Yeah, Tab Griffin, after the game, he said that, you know, penalties, turnovers, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, missed tackles. It was really they just kept making the wrong mistake at the wrong time. First play of the game, they throw an interception. Second play of the game, Rayburn County scores a touchdown. That pretty much set the tone, and it didn't get any better from there.
And, folks, don't think Rayburn County can't play football. They've got an All-American 4- or 5-star quarterback over there that's pretty good in getting recruited all across the country.
Well, I think they're the number two team in Class AA. So, you know, they can play. It's kind of like Hapeville Charter.
Yeah.
You know, they may be a smaller school, but – you know, they've got all the necessary components to compete. I really thought that Pope, just based on the numbers game, having more players was going to eventually be able to wear Raven down. But, you know, when you're giving the team a short field a lot, that's not necessarily the case.
Well, I guess them boys have been climbing up and down mountains all their lives. So, you know, their stamina was pretty good. Big win for Whitfield, but big loss for Whitfield at the same time. They won 28-6 over Heritage, but Aiden Dunkelson, the quarterback's out with a torn ACL.
Yeah, it was early in the game. He went down with a non-contact injury to his knee, but you know, speedy recovery for him. We all wish him the best. But one nice thing that Whitfield had is they had another quarterback that they could turn to, and Cole Peterson, who split reps with Aiden all year last year, came in and went 13-18 for 176 yards through two touchdowns, and Whitfield got a big win on the road against Heritage.
And rumor on the street is Miles Redding's going to move in from that slot and play a little bit in the Wildcat, and you're going to see a little bit more running out of Whitfield this week too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
All right. Walker, our other Marietta school, man, they got lightning in a bottle. 42 points for a winless team this year over St. Francis, 42-15, beating the East Cobb, North Fulton, St. Francis team. You know,
Walker had a little bit of a shakeup on the sideline after they got beat by Community Christian. Coach Dobbins took over, Aaron Dobbins, and he got after the team in practice a little bit, and they got a little bit more physical, they got a little bit more up-tempo. They went out, they doubled the amount of points that they had scored for the entire season. They had 40 points going into that game, scored 42 against St. Francis. Keon Smart, having a really nice year. He's another young man in the top five in rushing in the county. Had 130 yards and three touchdowns. And, you know, if this Walker team comes to play like this, you know, they're going to be all right in region play.
Mount Perrin Christian, COVID got them again.
Yeah, but it wasn't on their end. It was Kings Ridge. They had some issues, and unfortunately that game got canceled on Friday. Mount Perrin is going to try to pick up a game. They've got another scheduled bye week. I want to say it was November 13th. Either that or obviously they got one more bye week this year, so they're going to try and fill that slot, pick up a game to make up for it.
Good stuff. Hey, we're going to take a break right here. I want to thank once again our sponsors for Cobb Football Friday. Folks like Otter's Fried Chicken, Ed Boyle's Automotive Group, Pinnacle Orthopedic, and the Superior folks at Superior Plumbing for all they do for MDJ and Cobb Football Fridays and everything that's going on. We'll be right back with North Cobb Christian's head coach in the house to talk a little bit about what's going on with that program and so much more on Cobb Football Friday.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. If you hear the noise in the background, we're at the Nest live on Wednesday night in Kennesaw, Georgia. Of course, it's not Wednesday night when you're listening to this podcast, but as always, the czar of Cobb County football, MDJ Sports editor John Bednarowski, is with us. John, you think that nickname may stick after this year? People are going to start hollering and call you the czar?
Boy, I hope not.
You know?
you don't like it. Well, some of your friends, some great Cobb County coaches are coming by tonight, and the first is with us. I'll let you do the honors and do the introductions.
You know, a few years ago when Mark Hollers took over at North Cobb Christian, he got the job with about 5 minutes' notice?
Yes, sir.
He took over, and they had a rough first year. But since then, he's really got the foundation built over there, and now they are a perennial playoff team. I can say that, can I, Coach?
We're working on that. We're trying to be that.
But, yeah, Coach Mark Hollers over at North Cobb Christian, you guys are 4-1 to start the year. Hate to bring up last week. Had a little struggle with fellowship. But, boy, I'll tell you what, you got the running game going other than that. Offensive line's playing well. You got Caleb Cannon, who's leading the county in rushing, off to a pretty good start.
We have, you know, we're pleased with the effort that our kids are giving us. We're on a 2-week bye right now, so to go into that bye with the loss to fellowship was tough, but to be honest with you, it's maybe a good thing to happen for us at this time of year. We have a lot of kids that are playing Friday night football for the first time, and I think that was a wake-up call for them of, you know, what Friday night football can look like against one of the top teams in the state in our division. So we're embracing that and realizing that we have to get better, and our practices have been lively here during this 2-week bye. The kids realize we got to get better. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting back out there next week.
You know, one thing that has happened over the last 10 years in the county is the offenses have really kind of gotten spread, you know, more of a spread system. They start throwing the ball all over the place. You know, you guys are committed to running the football, and it's a beautiful thing when it happens. And those first four games, I think you probably averaged somewhere around 400 yards a game rushing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it starts up front with the line. So why don't you brag on that offensive line a little bit?
Sure. We're led by three seniors in there. We've got a senior named Carson Grew that plays left tackle, senior Jack Knapp at right tackle, and then at right guard is Ben Hollers. Those three guys have seen a lot of football over the last 3 years. Our center is a sophomore, Gabe Fortson, and then at left guard we've got a junior there, Caden Callahan, who we asked him to sort of move to offensive line, and he played inside linebacker. He's done a great job there. So it's a group that works hard, and, you know, they realize that they've got to get their job done up front. When you're running the football, like you said, it's critical that, you know, we're taking care of business and blocking up front. You know, on defense, there was a couple games there where we gave up some points, but it was more of big plays. Some of that was in the second half, too, so sometimes that was misleading. But, look, last week, Fellowship just – they gave us a good old-fashioned butt-kicking, and we did not do a good job of blocking up front. We didn't do a good job of defensive tackling. So, you know, it was a really good barometer for us to say, hey, if you want to be region champions, you want to advance in the playoffs, that's what it looks like. So we're going to have to get better.
Well, one other thing that I think might be in your favor is when you come out of this double bye week, you still got one non-region game left. You got Bowdoin before you start region play. But Region 7, it's a little bit different this year because there's no power ratings. There's no nothing. It is action on the field. I would assume that your guys are looking forward to that because, Darlington is always good. Mount Perrin's gotten off to a slow start, but they're still Mount Perrin.
Sure.
Walker, Christian Heritage. That's going to be a nice region this year.
It is. You know, we've played three of those four teams quite a bit lately. We played Mount Perrin in a crossover 2 years ago, but Darlington, Christian Heritage, we've seen every year. Walker, we've seen every year. We know they play good football. You know, it's going to be a championship that's going to have to be earned. There's some really good football programs there, good staffs, a lot of good football players there. So, yeah, we're excited about it. I think it's great that Walker, North Cobb Christian, and Mount Perrin in the same region. It's good to have some local rivals. In the last region we were in, we were traveling, you know, going up to Gordon Lee, going up to Tryon. Those were some big trips, and it's nice to have some of these local rivals. You know, we had a chance to play Whitfield this year, and it's good for a lot of reasons. It's better on your travel budget.
Yep.
It's great because you know, these kids grow up with each other and they play in other sports against each other, so there's a rivalry already there. And I think it's great because your fan bases can come out.
No doubt. You get to go out to you get to see Bowden this week, okay? One thing John and I have talked about this year is the private single-A schools are playing more public schools because of COVID than ever before. Case in point, Whitfield played Elbert County. They played Dodge County. And it's really showing these folks that, hey, we're not second class. Our Class A kids can play with any Class A program in the state of Georgia. And we know there's a lot of good Class A powers out there that are public school. But I see a program like you've built up there. I remember the days when North Cobb Christian, you just marked a win on the calendar. You didn't even have to play the game. But you've done an excellent game. I mean, I'm sitting there watching you on TV the other week, and I'm yelling, put eight in the box. You know he's going to run. You know he's going to run. You know he's going to run. And so I congratulate you on that program you
thank
built
you.
Up there and done such a good job.
Well, thank you. Our kids and our coaches have been outstanding. Been very blessed to have a coaching staff that's stuck with us. And, you know, like John said, we got there. It was a rough first year, and I didn't know them. The kids, and I only lived in Georgia 30 days when I became the head coach, and everybody stuck together. Our kids, this group of seniors,
yeah.
My first year here, they were eighth graders, and they were the ones that got in the weight room during January of their eighth grade year. And that's what's really changed us is the commitment to the weight room. You know, like you mentioned, these are some pretty good football programs, and you've got to be committed to, you know, getting in the weight room, getting bigger, faster, stronger, because if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to compete. And this group of seniors has done a great job of making that commitment. This group has been in the playoffs 2 years in a row. They've won playoff games, and they know, and I think that's what some of our young kids learned last week when we played fellowship. It's a whole nother level when you get at that round, and we have to get better. So we're not looking beyond region play. We have a goal to be region champs, and that's a big one right in front of us, and we just really try not to look beyond that. We told the kids we'll reset our goals once we get done region play, and we'll reestablish some new goals. But obviously our seniors have been there, and they want to take it as far as they can. But I think they'd be the first to tell you we have to get better. You know,
no doubt.
We're going to have to get better moving forward. And that's when you're a single-A football program, the depth isn't there.
Right.
So we're talking to kids right now about, you know, sophomores. You're no longer a sophomore.
Right.
We're halfway through the season, and we need you to grow up and get better right now.
Yeah.
And that'll really tell how far we go. Number one, we have to stay healthy. I mean, that's just critical at any level. I think Coach Queen would tell you that even at his level, but our level especially. So health is going to be important. But if we continue to improve, you know, we'll have some fun with it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you stopping by tonight. Good luck against Bowden starting the second half of the season next week. We'll be watching.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate the way you guys cover Cobb County football, and it's an honor to be here. And, you know, I appreciate what you guys are doing to promote the kids in the area and, you know, keep up the good work. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Coach, thanks. Appreciate you being there. Coach Mark Hollers, North Cobb Christian, here with us on the MDJ podcast. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Thanks again to Coach Hollers for being with us, and we'll look to try to get your head coach on in weeks to come. If your head coach has not been on Cobb Football Fridays, they know how to get a hold of sports editor, the czar of Cobb County Football, John Bendorowski.
bend their ear a little bit. Say, hey, why haven't you been on Cobb Football Friday? Shane Queen's been on. Mark Hollers has been on, and we can get you on. Ain't that right, John?
We might be able to find a spot.
Talking about North Cobb Christian, let's go ahead and talk about this week's games brought to you by Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Ed Voyle's Automotive Group, and the Superior folks at Superior Plumbing. Mark Hollers and these guys playing the Red Devils of Bowdoin, a prolific single-A team in the state. Not what they used to be years ago, where they were state champions year after year after year. I think during the 80s they won 7 or 8 titles straight, and that's back when private and public schools played together. But Mark got a tough little game there. If he thought Fellowship was tough, I believe he's going to run into a tough game this week.
Well, you know, they had a double bye coming into this one. So they've had 2 weeks to stew on that loss to Fellowship. And I have a feeling they're going to get that run game ramped up and going. It's, you know, it's a home game. It's the last one before region play starts. So they're going to want to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So I think North Cobb Christian, I have a good feeling, is going to revert back to Eagle football here.
There we go. Hey, region play starts in Class 7A this weekend, big time in region football. And, you know, as you look at region play around the state, it seems like it's the have and the have-nots in Region 7A. But talking about have and have-nots, Hillgrove, it seems like Hillgrove has a big game every single week. I mean, Westlake 1 week, McEachern 1 week, Gainesville the next week. Now they come in to play a Walton team that's kind of like a wounded animal, so to speak. Walton jumped on the season strong, beat Kellen Pope, then lost to those Gwinnett County teams and didn't lose bad, but still come away with a loss. Walton really they were ranked in the top teams in the state for a while. They really need a win against Hillgrove to redeem themselves and get their position back in 7A football this week, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, the Hawks come into this one. They've won 3 in a row, so they're looking for 4. And Walton is going to try and break their 3-game losing streak. You know, the last one was in overtime to Roswell. They've had a week to stew on that. It's going to be an interesting matchup. Walton's defense against what Coach Byron Slack is calling the two-headed monster at quarterback, the combination of Theo Tatum and Chase McCravey. Theo is the senior. He's a starter. Chase offers a little bit different package when he's in there. He's a freshman and is going to be spinning it for a long, long time. The one thing that, you know, Walton's had difficulties, with the exception of the Kell game, they've had difficulties closing. And the last thing you want to do is get a lead against Hillgrove and then let them hang around, because Hillgrove will find a way to win.
Talk about a game that's almost like the season starting all over for one team, and a team that's had a heck of a run, even though they lost a couple of weeks ago. And they're coming off that loss at North Gwinnett. North Cobb at Harrison. The Ackworth Due West Bowl? So, I mean, if that's what I meant. But, you know, Harrison, superstar players, good team. Hadn't played in, what, 3 weeks, John? 2-3 weeks?
About a month, actually. I don't think they've been on the field since the 18th of September.
So they got to be hungry. And then Mr. Singleton, as Mr. Queen talked about last week, is all world. So, you know, it's going to be a terrific game out there.
It should be, you know, it is literally wiping everything clean. Whatever Harrison did that those first 3 games, just throw that out the window. They've had 4 weeks to hopefully get ready for region play. You know, North Cobb, they've had a week to stew on that loss. So I think they're going to be ready to go. You know, when you looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, you know, you're saying, oh, this is going to be one of those games, you know, defending 6A champion, moving up, this is going to be a good telltale, that first game, region game, see exactly where they're at. Nobody would have expected Harrison to be 0-3 at this point of the season for two reasons. One, they would have expected them to have played at least six games.
Right.
You know, but to be winless coming off state championship, I don't think anybody would have seen that. Their defense is still really good.
Yeah.
The question is can they score enough points? And I think that might be where North Cobb has the advantage.
And in contrast, I think a lot of people saw North Cobb in the future having the type of year they're having this year. But I don't think people really realized North Cobb was going to be this good this year, beating teams like Buford, for instance. I mean, some people may say they're playing above their head. Should be a good game Friday night.
Well, and, you know, the thing, everybody kind of focuses on the offense with Christian Singleton because, you know, like we've said, you know, this kid, the sky's the limit.
Right.
But North Cobb's defense has just been unreal.
Yeah. That 170-pound defensive line that Shane Quain talked about is getting the job done.
That's right.
He said they're getting eat up, but he said they show up. That's all that matters. Talking about showing up, North Paulding comes to Marietta, and all the Marietta neighbors realizes their neighbor football teams. Kennesaw Mountain scored 35 last week. Walker scored 42, and then to the southwest, Osborne got 62 scored against him. It's about time for Marietta to put 40 or 50 on somebody, and this may be the week they're able to do it and come away with a win.
Well, see, that's the big thing because they've been putting 40 or 50 on people most of the year.
Yeah.
The only problem is they're giving up 50 and 56.
That's right.
And that's where they're getting bit on the backside there. So this is going to be a big game for Marietta. It's the first time they've been home at Northcutt Stadium since the opening week of the season.
Wow.
So, they've lost four straight games, and they're allowing 45 points against them during that stretch. So, I really expect the defense to show up in a better state coming off the bye week at home. It's homecoming. And, you know, Tyler Hughes missed a game, but he's still leading the county in passing at 960 yards. And he's thrown 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions. So he's taking care of the football. They're finding ways to get in the end zone. It's just a matter of getting off the field to give the ball back to him.
Tyler Hughes, greatest show on turf in Cobb County. 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. Go out to Northcutt Stadium this week to see that. When I look at this next game we're going to talk about, I think about David and Goliath, okay, quite frankly. Because you look at the two teams' names, McEachern and Campbell. But in all honesty, both teams are 2-4 in this region. Campbell's picking it up a little bit. McEachern's having a down year from what they've usually had. But my head tells me you can't go against a McEachern team going into Campbell at McDaniel Memorial, even though it's at Campbell.
Yeah, it's McEachern, their losses are against a different set of animals.
Yeah.
They're going to be better. They've struggled the last couple of weeks because Bryce Archie had been out. Their starting quarterback. They get him back this week.
Yeah.
Now, Campbell on that front gets, I want to say, three or four starters back on defense. So that is going to help, too. The all-time record in this one, McEachern's leading the series 22-2.
Yeah.
I wish Campbell all the luck. It would be a great story if they could win this one. But, McEachern's a different team when you get into region play.
Campbell's had some decent showings against Roswell and some other folks. They ain't put the score on the board that you'd like to see. But they've had a decent score. I got a root for my boys from Smyrna. You know what I'm saying? Hometown. Mm-hmm. Hometown. East Coweta comes up to the Brook. To Pebble Brook, and the Brook is having their best season in years. And really, John, other than Whitfield, it's the only team representing South Cobb County in any positive way this year.
Well, Pebble Brook's off to their best start since 2000. In 2000, they went undefeated in the regular season. They're 5-1. Coming into this one, Craig Adams Jr. at quarterback has been everything they could have asked for. Trevon Finney, real nice running back. This is going to be, obviously, their biggest test of the year to date. East Coweta comes in ranked number 8. You know, they have played some really good football this year. You know, if Pebblebrook can get a win in this one, the alarm bells for the rest of that region needs to be going off.
This is their Buford moment, so to speak, like with North Cobb. Because I remember the second week of the season, you and I sat down, we were talking North Cobb-Buford, and we both talk about how good Mr. Singleton was. But I think it was second or third game, I can't recall. We're into game seven here, game week six or seven. If Pebblebrook pulls this one off, I think there's going to be eyes from all across the state of Georgia looking at the Falcons. Lassiter and Sprayberry, this is one of the biggest rivalries in all of Cobb County sports. And no matter what, it could be girls volleyball, it could be tennis, it could be golf, it could be cross country, it could be baseball. Lassiter, Sprayberry, one of the biggest hated rivalries out there. So you throw records out the window. What you got, John?
Well, you know, they've been playing each other in all those other sports for the last few years. But you know what sport they haven't been playing?
Football.
They haven't played this game since 2013.
Wow.
You know, this is the annual. They called it the Backyard Brawl.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lassiter has kind of dominated the series on football field. The last time Sprayberry beat them was 2007. And
these kids weren't even in school. It's 2020. That's 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
The I think the current streak is Lassiter's got a 6-game winning streak. You know, if Sprayberry does what Sprayberry does, you know, it's going to be difficult for Lassiter to come out on top on this one because what, you know, Sprayberry gets the running game going, they eat up the clock.
Yeah.
And you know, Lassiter is going to have to force some early turnovers or something like that to really stay in this game. I really like what Sprayberry's doing.
Yeah, great. Going to be a good game, and you know they're fired up over there. Pope at Wheeler, which one's the pretend? This kind of reminds me of a couple of weeks ago when we talked about. I think it was. Lassiter, I forget who. What again? We said one's going to look for the playoffs, the other's going to look to rebuild. Pope Wheeler could be that game again. It always seems like Wheeler's on the cusp. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seems like they're on that. We got to win this week. We got to win this week, and they've been doing that, and then they come back and lose the next week. So Pope and Wheeler, what you got?
Well, you know, this one kind of looks like one of those games where you know, there are certain teams, and I think both of these fit this bill. The playoffs for them start now.
Yeah.
Because losing games from this point on is not, you know, not going to get anything done. You know, I obviously that's true in, you know, whatever realm of life you're looking at. But right now you have to figure Allatoona, Sprayberry, and Kell are going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know. So we've got Pope Wheeler, Kennesaw Mountain, you know, fighting for that last spot. So you want to make sure that you've got as many tiebreakers as you possibly can.
John, we're going to take a quick break and pay some bills, but we'll be right back with John's predictions, things that went on in college football last week, and a whole lot more fun on Cobb Football Fridays, brought to you by Otter's Fried Chicken, the folks at Ed Boyle's Automotive Pinnacle Orthopedic, and as always, Jay Cunningham and the guys at Superior Plumbing. Thank you so much for being a part of Cobb Football Friday. We'll be right back.
Joyette Holmes for Cobb County District Attorney.
My parents would be at the local grocery stores educating and collecting money for sickle cell research or doing fish fries to sell plates to help get school supplies for kids in our community. So I knew that I had to serve in whatever work I decided to do. It didn't matter that I was a defense attorney for a public defender's office or in my private law firm or an assistant prosecutor in the solicitor or DA's office or even the judge. That mission was always the same, to serve in a way that the criminal justice system is truly viewed as a place where there's justice for all, where there's fairness for all people who are impacted.
Joyette is a proven leader who we can count on to be firm but fair and never stray away from tackling the tough challenges that face our community.
When I talk about making the county safer through the work that we do as a prosecutor's office, it's that 360-degree approach to prosecution. As ministers of justice, we have to take that full circle approach to make sure our communities are safe. So it's not just the prosecution piece, but we are also talking about educating, going into our schools, going into our community, talking about prevention or opportunities for prevention in those same spaces. And then on the other side, is that restoration. Knowing that even though somebody has been impacted in a way that may take them to prison, that we are looking at what the next is going to be for them. So are we providing some sort of treatment for substance use disorders, mental health disorders? What got them in that position so that they're not reoffending and our recidivist numbers go down?
Joyette Holmes for Cobb County District Attorney. Paid for by Joyette Holmes for District Attorney.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. Darren Sutherland and the Czar of Cobb County Football. He always grins when I say that. I don't know if he likes it or not, but if you see him out on the field, you see him in a restaurant, just call him the Czar. John Bednarowski, sports editor for the Marietta Daily Journal. And John, I did notice this in the MDJ the other day. You are winning the Super 7 where you pick the games of the week. You're winning. How many years in a row have you won this thing now?
Oh. I mean, no, it's not like it's a clean sweep. It goes back and forth. But, you know, I would hate to think, and as much as I respect everybody else that's in the Lucky Seven that picks with me, it would look bad if I didn't.
If you didn't. Oh, man. Well, anyway. Hey, before we go over this week's predictions on who we think will win and what you think is going to happen, some big games last week. Walton Lyman, Cason Henry.
Yep. Walton Lyman, Cason Henry, he's starting to get the offers coming in.
Yeah.
You know, he's been dealing with a lot of small schools. When I say small school, smaller schools, group of five schools. Yeah. He's 6'6", 280. He's a junior, plays both offensive and defensive line. This week he picked up his first Power 5 offer. He got one from Louisville. He also got one from one of the newest top 25 teams in Coastal Carolina. So he's really starting to get some looks.
I'll ask you about those top 25s in just a second when your Big Ten starts playing this week. What about Jamie Burrows?
Jamil Burrows,
I'm sorry.
Big defensive lineman over at Alabama. He's a true freshman. You know, he's 6'3", 326 or something like that. He has been blowing up everybody on the scout team, according to one coach, Nick Saban. And he's been playing so well over there that he got on the field for the first time. He didn't have any a tackle or anything against Georgia, but he did help clog up that middle. And he's going to be part of that defensive line rotation going forward for the Crimson Tide.
Talking about clog, and we don't want to say this too loudly because we're rooting for this kid. Marietta's own Harrison Bailey got some snaps up there at UT, but they lost to Kentucky in the Battle of the Whiskey Barrel. And isn't that what it's called, the Battle of the Whiskey Barrel or something like that? But anyway, they lost out, and 1-for-4 may start against Alabama. What's your thoughts?
Well, Jeremy Pruitt, as we tape this on Thursday,
yeah,
still hasn't named a starter for this week's game, and it may come right down to a game time decision. Harrison didn't get a chance to do a whole lot of work in spring ball. He got up there, they had two practices, and then they had to shut everything down because of COVID. Then when they got there for fall camp, he got he had to be quarantined, not because he got COVID, but it was because contact tracing, and he was in an area where other people had tested positive. So he didn't get a whole lot of work. The last couple of weeks, they've been doing scrimmages for some of the younger players.
Yeah.
And not this past weekend, but the weekend before, he took all 49 snaps during one of those scrimmages. And, you know, when things got out of hand the other day against Kentucky, they put him in the fourth quarter. He got his first action. First pass was unbelievable completion. And then he had three incompletions in the back of the end zone to end the game. He may start. He may make his first college start this weekend against Alabama.
You know what? Can I say this? He was throwing to better receivers and better tight ends at Marietta than he's going to be throwing to at Tennessee this weekend.
Well, you know, he's developed some chemistry with some of the young guys, the freshmen.
Yeah.
But there's one sophomore over the, up there that he knows a whole lot about because it was his teammate Ramel Keaton down here at Marietta. Yeah. So, you know, maybe that helps going forward, and we may see. He's not wearing number 5 up there. He's wearing number 15.
Yeah.
So we'll see if number 15's behind center this week.
They only give that 5 to that Colquitt family, I think, up there at Tennessee. So
Could be. Story
for another day. Mr. Vidal killing it down in Troy. First freshman to have back-to-back 100-yard games. 143 yards last week.
Yeah. And you think about Troy. Now, you know, they're part of the Sun Belt, but they had this huge legacy as a Division II power for – years and years and years and years. To think that Kamani goes down there and he's the first freshman to have back-to-back 100-yard games in that program's history, that's saying something.
Think about the coaching pedigree at Troy, though. Chan Gailey, Dan Reeves, all those kind of guys come out of there. And it's also the home of the Nigerian defensive ends, if you think about it. Troy pulls them kids out of nowhere. Talking about one of the best high school football players to ever lace it up in Cobb County in the 100-year history of Cobb County. If you named a top 5, he would be one of them. It's Kenyon Drake over at the Arizona Cardinals. Big game. Kenyon, a good guy.
Yeah, and you got to do it on national TV, so everybody got to see it. Monday Night Football against the Cowboys. 20 carries, 164, scored 2 touchdowns, including – he broke one in the second half for a 69-yard touchdown and really took all the air out of that stadium, if there was any to begin with, because the Cowboys don't seem to operate quite as smoothly with Andy Dalton behind center as they did with Dak Prescott. That's another story for another day.
Another story for another day. I heard a rumor Matt Stafford's going to end up there, but who knows? That'd be something for us Bulldog fans. Hey, let's go down through our predictions real quick. John, we'll close it out, and you can help us. Give us your top 3 and your power rankings that folks can check out in the Marietta Daily Journal.
Well, you know, when you pitch 3 straight shutouts and you're only giving up 4.6 points a game, Alatoona is at number 1.
Yeah.
North Cobb is number 2.
Yep.
And Hillgrove is number 3.
Did you think this far in that would be your top 3? I mean, at the beginning of the season?
You know, the if you were going to say that, you would think just based on the last few years, Alatoona would have been a good pick to be in.
Right.
But you would have thought Harrison, Marietta, McEachern, you know, maybe Kel, you know, those guys, maybe Walton. You know, new coaching staff at Hillgrove takes a little time to get things up and going. Nope, they're up there. And then, of course, you know, everybody knew Christian Singleton was going to be a heck of a good football player, but, you know, he's only a sophomore. So you're not sure what you're going to get out of North Cobb. They've, you know, they're kind of like the Dallas Cowboys teams of the early 90s, where they kind of snuck up on everybody and won the Super Bowl a year earlier than everybody thought that they would. You know, maybe this is North Cobb's year to win that region. And they may stick around for a while.
You know, the funny thing about this is next week, let's just say Pebble Brook wins. They could sneak into that top 3, John, beating a number 8 East Coweta team. Could they not? And you think about all the attention that we and a lot of the media and the high school folks have gave Mr. Singleton. All of a sudden, that little quarterback down in Pebble Brook, he wins this game this weekend. All eyes are going to Bankhead Highway. You know what I'm saying? In Old Alabama Road and checking those guys out. Hey, let's take your predictions for this week. We'll start off real quick. Hillgrove at Walton. What you got?
You know, I'm going to go with Hillgrove. I'm going to ride the hot hand. They're three in a row. You know, the one thing that Walton's got going for him is it's at home.
Yeah.
This matchup's only happened two other times. I think Hillgrove's won them both. I think they'll be 3-0 against.
How many touchdowns Jalen Royal's going to get this week, you think?
You know, that's going to be a good question because one thing that Walton does have is pretty good secondary.
Yeah.
So this may turn into a T.J. Thomas kind of game.
College coaches listening out there, you need to check Jalen out. He's a good football player
way
around. North Cobb at Harrison. Big game. Singleton versus Harrison. Harrison's going to be hungry.
You know, it's strength against strength. You're looking at offense, North Cobb's offense versus Harrison's defense. You look at the other side, North Cobb has a significant advantage. I think North Cobb wins.
North Cobb on that one. North Paulding at Marietta. I know you got to make the Marietta faithful happy this week, John.
Oh no, I'm thinking Marietta's going to win this one. I think they're going to win big, but you know it's going to be interesting because North Paulding gives up like 37 a game. Marietta giving up a lot of points. This one, there may not be enough light bulbs in the scoreboard. This one's going to go. They may need to change batteries at halftime. It's going to be a high scoring game.
McEachern at the Spartans. Come McEachern coming across town, coming down Macklin Road, headed into Windy Hill, turning right on Ward Street. And
coming home with a win.
Coming home with a win against the Spartans. I don't know. I didn't ask you your game of the week. But to me, this is the game of the week. And what is your game of the week, by the way?
Game of the week is Hillgrove at Walton, you know, Cobb schools.
Cobb schools. My game of the week, I always look at these games of the week when I look at them is which team's got the most to gain.
Mm-hmm.
Pebble Brook has more to gain this week than they have in 10 years in high school football as they play East Coweta because they go from a pretender to a contender if they win this week. It's going to be tough. What you got?
Big if. I would very much like to see Pebble Brook get it done.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, they have found ways to win. Now, I don't know if it's a case of them playing to the level of their competition or, you know, maybe it's been a little bit of a softer beginning to the schedule.
Yeah.
However, they've done what they're supposed to do. They have found ways to win. This is going to be their biggest test. I'm not quite sure if they're ready for it, but I'm pulling for them.
Me too.
I want to see it.
Man, you know, it's like this. Your heart says East Coweta. Your heart says Pebble Brook.
Yeah.
Your head says East Coweta. It's that simple. Lassiter at Sprayberry. You throw records out the window. It's the first time since 2007. Lassiter could redeem their whole season with a win, but Sprayberry controls that clock, John, in that running game, like you said.
Yeah,
so
if Lassiter can win, you know, all of a sudden they got two wins in the region and they throw themselves right up into the discussion for one of those playoff spots. You know, before the season, you talk to the coaches from around that region and they're going, you know, I don't know how we're going to handle Sprayberry. You know, their line's good, their backs are good, they're doing everything the way they need to do it. I think the Yellow Jackets get the better of this one.
Big pick. Mm. Big pick. It's going to be a bloodbath over there. Pope at Wheeler.
I'm going to go with Pope. Wheeler, their offense has struggled. You know, they did get things going against Laster in the second half and pulled that game out. But I think Pope is going to be very upset coming off of that game against Rayburn. And one thing we know Pope can do is run the football.
No
so I think Greyhounds will come out on top.
Some big games this week. And folks, it's always fun to watch Cobb County football. John, what's going on with the COVID and the crowds and all that? Let's remind our friends that they can go to the game, but they got to get their tickets early and get and protect themselves, so to speak.
Yeah, right now we're still dealing with 30% capacity. You know, all the tickets are digital. You got to go through the individual school websites to get those. But there are some tickets that are available. Well, I'll tell you what, for the end of October, you're going to have, 65 to 70 degrees at kickoff. I don't know if you can ask for better weather right now. So if you get a chance, yeah, go out to a ball game, man.
It's fun. Support your community. Watch it on National Football High School Federation. Follow Cobb County Football, Cobb Football Fridays on Twitter, and follow that information. And tell your friends about the best Cobb County football podcast, brought to you by the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, MDJ Online. It's called Cobb Football Fridays. Every Friday right here with the Czar, John Bednarowski, sports editor for the Marietta Daily Journal. And it's a good time, John. Good time.
Every time you call me the Czar, all I think of is Mike Fratello.
Czar of the Telestrator. I ain't thought about Mike Fratello in years. Let me throw another Hawks name. Hubie Brown. Are we going to try to up each other on old Hawks names here? That's funny. Hey, it's been a good season so far. And you never know where you're going to find us. Tell a friend, tell a family member about Cobb Football Fridays. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Ed Boyle's Automotive Groups, and as always, the Superior folks at Superior Plumbing. Y'all have a great week, and go Wills Tigers.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And more than ever, to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Glenn Drake with Drake Realty, with 7 offices in metro Atlanta, including 2 right here in Cobb County. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They're pushing for the best price and terms for their clients. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates that we've seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, upgrade, downsize, or a new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Glenn Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's how the deal sets up your future.